Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Max Kaiser's our guest. Let's go ahead and talk to Carl in Washington. First caller out of the gates for Max. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. I just saw a deal last night where IRS says that they're going to be able to retro tax on Bitcoin. Just wondered what Max thought about that, or if that's going to be possible. Or
go ahead, sir.
I was wondering. I saw a deal on IRS talking about being able to retro tax on Bitcoin. I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
I've always had a bad feeling about Bitcoin. Not about cryptocurrencies. But just the whole Bitcoin thing, and I go with my gut. Max Kaiser, I appreciate your call, Carl.
Yeah, the IRS come out with their ruling on Bitcoin. They treat it as a property, not currency, which is great news now for a lot of reasons, because institutional money can start to come into Bitcoin because the IRS has a ruling on it. If you are in the space of trading and owning assets and trading assets, you can then pair your Bitcoin gains or losses against those other gains or losses. You can use it as a tax strategy. If you're let's say a John Malone, who's a billionaire, who never pays taxes, you can now use your Bitcoin as property and not pay any tax, because you can offset the trading against the other assets as property.
So they're basically saying they're like baseball cards, they're property. It's kind of a slap in the face, I think, from their view to say, oh, you're not really a currency.
That's only the U.S. I mean, in other countries, It's treated differently, and going
no,
forward,
I get that, but I get your point now. That cuts out all the currency regulations for them to just say it's a novelty property.
It's not a novelty in the sense that your house is not a novelty; it's property. It's property, and that's the way they're treating it in the tax for the IRS. Okay, now those are the U.S. rules, and it's opening up a whole new.
What do you think is going to happen to Bitcoin?
What do you mean?
What's your gut tell you its future is?
Well, there's two main stories for Bitcoin. Number one, as a way to send money from point A to point B, it's going to put Western Union out of business, and it's going to put all these foreign exchange traders out of business, like Western Union. A company like BitPay, which is in the business of merchant processing, is going to be a $1 billion company plus, and there's going to be many Bitcoin-related companies that will be listed and become multi-billion-dollar. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry, just as the utility value of Bitcoin. Now, as a currency value, as a trading instrument, where is the value going to go? I agree with my Swedish friend up at the Swedish Pirate Party in Stockholm, Rick Falkvinia, who wrote a brilliant analysis, who thinks that Bitcoin can capture between 1% and 10% of the foreign exchange market, which has an implied price of between $100,000 and $1 million per Bitcoin. And I firmly believe this is where the price is going. But in the meantime, as a way to transfer money over the web at a 99% cheaper than any other way to do so, it's capturing huge market share. It's putting companies like Western Union out of business. As a remittance business, all those people who work overseas in Africa and Asia who need to send money back to their homes, Western Union for a transfer $100 will charge them $7. If you use Bitcoin, you'll be charged 3 cents. That's
amazing. Amazing. No, that's why cryptocurrencies will empower us. I'm just talking about the foundation of that particular platform. It will be the first thing, if it was to be attacked by the empire. It will take the main brunt. And if it's not a strong foundation, it could discredit the cryptocurrency idea for a long time. But this thing's exploding so fast, the genie's out of the bottle. They might not be able to stop it. Max Kaiser, stay there. We're going to talk to Stephen, Jeremy, Brian, Bill, and Nathan coming up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dinosaur Media's numbers are plunging.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
When the blood runs high.
When the blood runs high.
It's time. Give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands.
I am enchanted by this song. Hadn't heard it in years. Until I heard the shipping department. The shipping department ought to run their own radio station. This is the most eclectic stuff they listen to. One day it's death metal, next it's Beethoven, then it's the Zombies. Crank it up for a minute.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
You know what real wealth is? It's being honorable, and it's knowing what freedom is, and it's being informed about the world. And Americans, by every metric, don't know where their capitals are, don't know the branches of government, don't have passports on average. The only other people that don't have passports like us are basically third world people that are totally poor, or folks in North Korea. And I'm not saying all Americans. We still have some of the smartest, best people in the world. But what Max was saying earlier about our society collapsing, I want to go right back to your phone calls after he comments on this. Do we counter their control bubbles that they ride up and ride down with insider trading? Do we counter them by developing these crypto bubbles and things, where even if they go up and go down or partially implode, everyone's informed about that. And so we just create our own systems regardless because it takes the power away from the establishment. And I think really that is the idea of freedom. So what did you think of my idea of the bubble hopping with the cryptocurrencies? If they're imploding everything to consolidate control, we've got to create whatever we can, even if it doesn't work or isn't perfect. Through the experiment, I think you're saying, Max, we will find Valhalla.
Well, why don't you take Bitcoin at InfoWars? Okay, your consumers will save a lot of money. Overstock.com is a company that just started taking Bitcoin, and they generated $1 million in sales, they project, over the next few months. They did 200,000 in
no,
sales.
No, I could have got into Bitcoin 3 years ago. I get all that. Because,
but you know what I'm saying? You can accept it. Accept it. Just accept
because it will be selectively enforced on me, and I will have the dirt.
Not selectively enforced.
Max, you asked me a question. Max, you asked me a question.
And you can convert it to dollars instantaneously. So you're not taking any Bitcoin risk. You're not holding Bitcoin.
Max, when you yell too loud, it overdrives your mic. Let me listen, you asked me a question. Okay, I get it. You're an acolyte of Bitcoin. I get it. The whole point is, I'm saying I pick my battles. I pay all the private taxes of the Federal Reserve to the IRS. I follow all the fake illegal laws and rules. So if they ever come in here, which they've done before, we can be white glove inspected. Same thing with the FDA, all of it, because I choose my battles. I want to be able to get up here and say the insider staged 9/11. They're putting cancer virus in your vaccines because I want to assault them with the truth. I sit there and don't give them any excuses to come after me. If they ever do, it's made up. Yeah, his audio's low, guys. Can you do something with it? Yeah, go ahead, Max.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, the IRS just gave a ruling on Bitcoin. So if you want to stay with the white glove IRS compliance, you now have the open road to do so. Just tell your accountant to read the IRS guidelines that were just published this week. You are now like to start accepting Bitcoin per the IRS stated guidance, and you can open up the sluice gate of sales coming into your establishment to help you continue to do what you do in producing shows and movies by accepting this Bitcoin currency. People can use it to buy your stuff.
I don't know. I got to think about it. I understand that, and I saw that in the Associated Press yesterday, and I understand all that. My gut, why does my gut make me leery of Lordcoin or Xcoin or whatever it's called?
Talk to your accountant. Say, look, I'm thinking about doing this because people have been demanding it. There's a lot of, there's billions of dollars.
No, I know if all the big, if the big overstock and all them are taking it. I get it's semi-legitimate. My whole issue is I've always been against bubbles. But then I started thinking, what if we were public about these bubbles being dangerous, but explained at least it's not the Federal Reserve's bubble? I'm saying maybe bubbles are good.
I'm saying that you don't need to necessarily, you're not part of the bubble. You're just saying that if somebody has Bitcoin in their possession, they can use it to buy a T-shirt on InfoWars, and you can convert it to dollars instantaneously, and all you're doing is allowing somebody to use their Bitcoin. That's all we're saying.
And now, people engaged in commerce gives it the value as the accepted coin of the realm. I get it. It's perception.
Now, secondarily, what your point is, to fight the banksters, should we engage in our own parallel financial system and accept that it's going to have bubbles and accept that our bubbles are basically going to be ours versus being participating in a system where clearly everything on their side is theirs? And I would agree with that, of course. The system that we develop is not going to be a perfect system, but it'll be our system. So cryptocurrencies would be for us, just like P2P file swapping in the music industry totally transformed the music industry.
No, I get it. It's revolutionary.
Yeah,
it's huge.
They've never been able to stop P2P file swapping, and they've never been able to put a dent in the number of files being used on the P2P networks, and it's only been growing exponentially. It has transformed the music industry. So the industry had to change to accommodate the P2P file swapping that Bitcoin is it came out of that ethos. It's a P2P currency. It'll exist on people's
I get it. We got to go to calls. We got to go to calls, as promised. Steven in California, you're on the air on Bitcoin. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, thank you for having me on. I was wondering before my question for Max, if I could thank you. Years ago, I ordered a DVD from you and got lost in the mail somehow. So But I emailed you and everything. You end up sending me a couple of DVDs, autographed book, bumper stickers, all kinds of stuff. And you were like apologizing. And
well, we try our best to have good customer service. It's gotten better and better over the years.
That must have been about 7 years ago, I think. I've been listening to you for a while. And one question I had for Max was about this. Was it Mt. Gox, the exchange, where the stuff just vanished? And he says that Bitcoin is finite, but isn't it still like fiat currency? I mean, I went and opened up a wallet, and they said, do you not lose this number, or your Bitcoins disappear. If you forget your passcode or whatever, how can it just vanish into air? Is there...
Because that's the security of it. If you don't have that, then I mean, that's your ownership of it. It's like, don't lose this ring, you know, your wedding ring. I mean, if you drop it into a chasm, you've lost the ring, Max.
That's exactly right. It's currency, and if you lose it in the wallet, it's just like you lost your $5 bill in your pants pocket, and you know, you threw it away in the laundry service or something. You lost it. And Mt. Gox is a technology that is probably, you know, everyone knew that. That was a problem, and nobody stored their Bitcoin at Mt. Gox. Mt. Gox was a place to swap dollars for Bitcoin and other currencies, but people have been saying for years now, once you make that swap, once you transfer from dollars to Bitcoin, then you put it into a wallet or a cold storage situation where it's completely safe. There are ways to completely have Bitcoin safely. It requires a little bit of research. It's not as easy as just going to the ATM and getting a $20 bill, and you know, it's because, but this is an emerging technology, and I have my own story about InfoWars. I ordered a T-shirt from you guys a couple of years ago, and to my surprise, I didn't get the T-shirt, but I got a 1-pound brick of Sensimillion per grade Hawaiian pot.
Okay, a Max Kaiser joke, folks. We didn't ship him any Maui Wowie. Thank you, caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Wisconsin. I've been smoking too much Maui Wowie, crazy man. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Max, I'm an info warrior for quite a number of years. I was sick a lot of years ago, and I listened to Alex, and he said, if you want to change this thing, look in the mirror. So I ran for town chairman. I ran for county supervisor, been elected many, many times. I get all kinds of resolutions passed. We send it to these globalists and Obama, the puppet, and we're in their face. And I'm enjoying that. But what my idea of wealth is, Max, it's a lot different from yours and maybe, you know, some of the other high finance people. I have a wife I've been married to for 46 years. I have 9 children. I have 38 grandkids. I have a farm and I raise my own beef. I have organic garden and I'm going to die someday here, but I'm going to face the Lord and I'm going to tell him it's the best job I ever did.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. That is true wealth. Friends and family and being honorable is worth more than all the gold in the hills. And, I've actually seen some of the stuff you've done in your county. I think people sent me news clippings before about the work you've done. And so many people we've inspired by the grace of God to run for office have really held back the enemy. And that's why it's so important for people to do that, Bill. Thank you so much for that testimony. I mean, that is true wealth. Max Kaiser, we're going to do one more segment with you and take some more calls until 30 after we'll let you go. But what is true wealth? Sum it up. What is what floats Max Kaiser's Das Boot?
Look, the caller, you know, makes a good point about values. And, you know, somebody once said that it's important not to know the price of everything and the value of nothing, which is what a lot of people get confused about, price and value. But the problem is that when you live in let's say, the United States or some of these other countries, the government is putting you in debt without, you know, telling you how much debt they're putting you in. So if your value is wife and family, you still live in a country that's accumulating hundreds of billions and trillions of dollars and hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of debt. So unfortunately, that's a financial war. So you need to protect yourself with some kind of financial weapons. And that's where cryptocurrency, I think, comes in.
That's right. We want to stay on our farms. Stay there, Max. One more segment. MaxKaiser.com. Max is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com. We want to be on our farms, just like George Washington did. But we have to go kick Redcoat butt first to be able to do it. We have to be wealthy and successful to defend ourselves. The good, the just, have to be strong to displace the evil.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
1 week left to get free shipping on every order over $150 from Emergency Essentials.
And that's not all.
We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere. Like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's six cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. You want answers? So do we. Talk to you on the next day. All right, let's go back to Max Kaiser. and jam in some final phone calls. And I got a bunch of news in the next segment and more of your calls coming up. Max has got to leave here in about 6 minutes. Jeremy and Mass, you want to go back to the 9/11 insider trading breaking news that Max was talking about. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I produced a film called Black 9/11 based on Mark Gaffney's book. It's been reposted under the title 9/11 Conspiracy Solved. It basically views 9/11 as a massive financial crime rather than a terrorist attack, and goes into a lot of different details on whistleblowers like Richard Andrew Grove, who worked
for... No, I've seen it. It's excellent. Doesn't it have millions of views total?
It's about 850,000 on one repost that I saw. It's almost up to a million now. And, talk about Richard Grove and the Silver Stream. They basically had this Promise software, which was installed. They had back doors inside all these computers for Fortune 500 companies and accounting systems. They could have basically looted and stolen all the money during the attacks, and they found evidence of it on the hard drives, which were analyzed by that German company Convar, which then was subsequently almost immediately bought out by Kroll Associates.
No, that's right. Then you blow up the towers to cover up the swindle. And again, they didn't just do 9/11 for that. They like to get hundreds of things done under each event. And so they just nest those like Russian dolls as kind of a little goody-good snack.
It's a much larger umbrella of things that happen simultaneously, especially with the secondary explosions in Building 6, which targeted the El Dorado Task Force offices that would have been redirected to investigate terrorist financing.
And then they moved all the other investigations of the Clintons and everybody into Building 7 and blew that up. No, it's all on record.
Oh, absolutely. Another thing I wanted to mention about all that was the details about AIG and
I'll tell you what, I'm going to come back to you after Max goes, because you're a smart guy. I want you to finish your points, filmmaker there calling in, Black 9/11. Rachel Maddow will say we're being racist, but we're trying to just stop the murderers. But Max, your comments on the caller.
Yeah, I'm aware of the work. And Deutsche Bank, which bought Alex Brown, was part of a film that I was advising a couple of years ago and kind of adding a lot of the pieces to that puzzle. I think what we're saying here today is that we've got an insider, Jim Rickards, who is coming out with a book that hits the market in a week from today that says the 9/11 report was wrong, that there was, in fact, insider trading leading up to the 9/11 events. And so this fundamentally changes the entire discussion. And I'm adding my piece of the puzzle, which is that, yes, in that context, I can tell you I spoke to insiders at Cantor Fitzgerald and Alex Brown, and they were trading on this information, and some of them died. So this is what we're leading into this week.
All right. Let's talk to Nathan in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Max, quick question for you, Max. Last year you said that you were thinking that Japan was going to be the epicenter of this massive collapse. Are you still thinking that's going to be the case? And if so, I know that Deutsche Bank has like an ETF for that. Do you think that they're reliable?
Okay, well, a couple of questions there. So Japan right now, I was just looking at this. Their debt to GDP is approaching 300%. It's clearly the most indebted of all the countries. They're the source of all the cheap money that fuels all the speculation around the world because their interest rates have been zero for the longest period of time. The economy still could be the trigger point that sets off a wave of collapse and currency problems. So I would say the answer is yes. As far as ETFs go, I think I can't give individual investment advice because I don't know you per se, and that's not really, I'm not licensed to give advice per se. So I'm not going to give you advice. But, if the question is broadly, can you trust an ETF? I think it depends what your risk tolerance is. Obviously, there's some risk involved. So, it depends what your tolerance of risk is, since I don't, you know what I'm saying?
All right, Melissa, caller, I appreciate your call. Let me shift gears the time we have left here, Max.
Yeah.
Specifically, you're bearish on the West because it's aging and all the rest of it and very corrupt. The East is super corrupt and teetering on collapse. Look at China. I think it's the ultimate time bomb. Are you bullish on China?
Well, I'm bullish on gold as it moves east. And these countries are accumulating a huge position in gold right now. And going forward, the currency that seems to be in the crosshairs of this global shift east would be the U.S. dollar. So on a relative basis, the U.S. dollar takes most of the brunt of this reconfiguration. And so relatively speaking, these other currencies are going to do better against it.
Sure.
But obviously, you got this debt bomb, which is affecting all these countries. And that's why, at the end of the day, I've been saying on your show for years, and even with the current two-year move...
No, that's right. The West created the derivatives. We're in deep trouble. Max Keiser, thank you so much. I look forward to you coming to Austin here in the near future. We'll come back with more of your calls and a bunch of breaking news. And I want to comment on the mudslide and the missing plane.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Attention radio listeners, are you getting amazing results from your store-bought Omega-3?
Since taking Omax 3, mental fuzziness is gone, I'm on top of things.
My bad cholesterol had gone down, and my triglycerides had gone down.
Being 53, sometimes it's pretty uncomfortable getting up and getting out of bed. With the Omax 3, I'm jumping out of bed, and the joints feel great.
We want your Omax story next, so we're sending you a free supply. Developed by Ivy League doctors affiliated with Yale University, Omax 3 is clinically tested to help improve cholesterol and reduce triglycerides by 30% in just 30 days while fighting joint pain better than your store brand. You can also feel improvements in your mood and memory with your first free supply. Omax 3's pharmaceutical grade omega-3s come individually blister packed so it absorbs better and gives you faster results with no fish burps. Feel results in just days, guaranteed. Get your free supply today for just the cost of shipping. Call 1-800-672-4601. That's 1-800-672-4601. 800-672-4601.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll tell you what, let's just get to your phone calls, even though Max is gone. We get your comments. You can ask me your questions or make your statements. 800-259-9231. And then I want to talk about some breaking Obamacare news. Nevada's criminal navigators. And how that ties in to what I call petty corruption reports that the media steadily gives us, distracting from the real situation. We've got some pro-life news as well. University of Michigan exhibit celebrates abortion as life-sustaining act. they will call death life and life death. But right now, let's go to Chris in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question was for Mr. Kaiser, but I know he's gone. I don't know if he can help me or not. I'm interested in using some of his services, like MaxCoinSpin.com and his startup place StartJoin. I was wondering if he could tell me how to transfer my fiat money into MaxCoin.
Well, I'm sure it explains all that on there. You know, again, I like Max. He's very eccentric. Has invented stuff before. Maybe I don't like all these cryptocurrencies because I can't physically hold it. I mean, I don't like the fact that you got money in the bank that you pay payroll with and it's just digital. You know, it's just too much like the globalist fiat system. I get that it's in our hands, but I appreciate your call. Sorry he's gone. We can't answer that for you. Kat in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Good. I just have three quick comments, less than 30 seconds. As far as the Bitcoin goes, I just feel that it's like a tool to bridge the gap between cash and the coming chip. So I think that's what scares most people, is because it's a way to move away from cash, and we all know that that is their goal. My second idea was, if you could come up with something with the Bill of Rights on one side and the Constitution on the other, I don't know if it would be like kind of like a transcript that we can all carry around in our pocket, or a flag, or a banner, or a T-shirt. And my third idea for you is, since the super male vitality works so well for women, why change it at all? Just change the name to Superhuman Vitality. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, that's a really good idea. It's just weird. People want to buy a pink bottle or a blue bottle of something. And Dr. Group says we could tweak a few herbs for make it even more powerful for women that you don't want to give men. And so that's the reason we're coming up with a female vitality one, is it's probably going to have a couple extra things in it that you don't want to give men generally. But yeah, why mess with something that works so well? And it really does work, folks. You've heard the reviews. I mean, it's just powerful concentrated herbs. We put it out. Our bodies are so inundated with all these fake estrogens and everything, messes up women, messes up men, that when your body gets something real, it's explosive. And that's why it's so exciting, is it also helps fund our operation. But going back to your point about cash, less than 3% of the dollars that are out there are actually physical. They're digital. And you've got the M1, the M2 money supplies and other things that are out there to, you know, to basically break it down. But yes, we need to keep cash. We need to keep barter. We need to keep the lemonade stands, the farmers markets. We need to expand that. The system wants that outlawed. They have billboards everywhere saying cash is dirty. We're going to track your cash. Corporations treat you bad if you have cash. And that's not just because they don't want to handle it and mess with it. It's because they want everything in a digital technocracy so they can penalize and shut down all their competition. It is a monopolistic takeover. And these guys all get together. It's public in these big global symposiums and agree on, a decade before it comes out, what standardized direction they're going to go in. So cash is king. We need to keep cash. We need to try to use cash more. It's a very, very simple thing to do. And so that they can't extinct cash. Silver is even better than gold, in my view. I've got more silver in the aggregate than I have gold. And so I think it's a great point, Kat. Thank you so much for the call. Let's talk to Jeremy in Mass. Jeremy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was just on with you before. I just wanted to mention...
Oh, that's right. I totally forgot, and I apologize. I said I was going to hold you over. You're the filmmaker. Describe the film again, and then make your points about... about the insider trading on 9/11.
Right. I didn't even go into the chapter on insider trading in Mark Gaffney's book, which was the first chapter in his book. I didn't even really even get into all that information in that film. And I actually maybe want to produce another film with that's more comprehensive and complete with even more information, because there is just so much once you start learning and knowing where to dig. And also, Cryptomia last month, I think February 25th, just released a declassified from the Port Authority of New York, New Jersey, the complete World Trade Center attendance list from 1976 to 2001.
So they have all the dates that everyone.
Well, let me just stop you because you didn't describe who you were again, and you didn't say the name of the film for folks that want to go see it.
It's called Black 9/11, and my name's Jeremy. I have a website. I have a YouTube channel called War Crime 9/11, where all my 9/11 videos are on. I also have another channel, Alien Scientist, which a lot of people are familiar with, and I talk about science stuff. I've been an InfoWarrior for 8 years now. I've been in the trenches, I'd say, fighting a lot of the scientific debates on the 9/11 issues and making a lot of videos that have shut debunkers down and really destroyed a lot of their arguments. We debunked Popular Mechanics, National Geographic, a whole bunch of other guys, and basically destroyed all their arguments. They won't even air half the pieces that they made before because of the work we've done. And we're really winning the info war in a lot of levels with the scientific debates and everything on 9/11.
And then what was the film reposted as you were saying? Because I'm going to put it on screen for folks. Where it has the 900,000 views. What was the name of that? I'm going to put it on screen for folks.
It's called 9/11 Conspiracy Solved. If you
That's
search
right.
for that, 9/11 Solved on YouTube, it's like one of the first ones that comes up. And, yeah, I'd really like to see that.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it on screen. We can punch it up right here, guys, for all the viewers.
It's got 850,000-ish, and I'd really like to see it jump up over a million, and that would be great. But, I talk about a lot of different things in that film, viewing 9/11 from the perspective of a financial crime rather than a terrorist attack. And looking at the fact that with all these software, like particularly the Promise software, PROMIS, they could have done a lot of the 9/11 logistics using computers, and especially with the insider trading and all the money that was.
Well, that's the thing about the technocracy. Once everything's automated by, quote, smart grids and the military's ground, air, and sea drones, which is the conversion will be done in the next 10 years. They can just do whatever they want, shut the power off the whole regions, put viruses in, shut off grids, blow things up and say terrorists did it, put out fake computer-generated videos or holograms showing people saying they did it. I mean, decades ago, they could shoot video of you and then create a 3D model people couldn't tell was the difference. They could show Forrest Gump, you know, shaking hands with Kennedy. They can do whatever they want. The only way you counter them is knowing nothing they tell you is true. Even when the truth would help them, they lie because they're of their father, the devil, the father of lies. They want to lie to confuse you and hurt you, and so that's why they just lie, 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 lie. Maybe we should come back in with the ministry song we've got where it's like lies, 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 and then we cut it in with, you know, that came out like in 2006 based on Loose Change, that ministry music. And then we edited it back into the late 1980s, early 1990s New World Order ministry. So we've got that. I want to play that coming into the next segment if we can pull it up on the computer in there. But go ahead, Jeremy, make some other points.
I want to make one more quick point about 9/11 and the issue of compartmentalization, that it would have taken a very small number of people working in key positions inside of the World Trade Centers and inside different various agencies to really pull this off. And I think that they knew that large-scale industries and large-scale economic entities like the oil industry and the military-industrial complex would both benefit so greatly from 9/11 and the resulting wars that it's almost like they knew that no matter what, they would the state and everything else would have to go along with the attacks, that they would be forced into sort of going along with the events, especially with the National Security Agency. They would never want to admit that 9/11 was staged by people inside. They'd lose all credibility as a government.
Small group did it, but because they were at the level of controllers and managers of agencies, they just misdirected people with an official story, compartmentalized everybody, but it didn't work because it's still all of it's come out.
But even though all these people were involved, like even though it only took a select number of people involved, like say I say that, you know, the people on General Dynamics or Northrop Grumman, the CEOs of those companies weren't necessarily involved with the attacks, but because they're selling so much more tanks and jets and missiles because of 9/11 and the wars and everything, you really think that they're going to speak out or go against it or try to explain.
Oh, hey, did you ever hear, it came out like in 2007, it was recorded by, I think, a Time Magazine reporter, if memory serves. Guys, type in audio, Rumsfeld with generals talks about new 9/11. Or Rumsfeld talks about new 9/11 with generals. And it is a Bible page thin level of not coming out and just saying we staged 9/11. and he's talking to all the top generals that are correspondents, former generals, still generals, in PSYOPs at CNN, Fox, you know, ABC News, all of it. He's talking to, I think it's six Nazgul, six former generals, and it's like a 20-minute tape that was leaked, and they're going, man, I tell you, 9/11 sure helped us, sir. And we're not going to be able to take out, you know, this entire operation and the PNAC plan unless we get the new 9/11. You know we need it right now. He's like, I know it's hard, but we're trying our best. We just don't know if that's going to be happening again. And they're like, sir, we need the attack. We need more. America doesn't get it. They need it. And I aired that a few times on air. It's powerful audio. Powerful. Just bring me my phone. I'm going to call Watson. He'll be able to find it. In fact, I you guys are great at finding stuff. I just get so obsessed with information that I start freaking out and wanting it. Caller, you made a great film. I watched it a while back. 9/11, you know, solved. You need to get that Rumsfeld tape. That's the problem. There's so much evidence that it's like trying to haul the diamonds out of Alibaba's tomb or whatever. I mean, there's just no way to get all the proof out because there's too much of it. Do you see what I'm saying? Were you aware of that Rumsfeld tape?
No, I've never heard of that before, and thank you for mentioning it. I'll have to go look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up right now. Keep talking.
The point I was making is that those generals that are with him, those six Nazgul, as you mentioned, that they weren't necessarily involved in directly in the attacks of 9/11, but because they benefited so greatly from him, of course they're going to go along with it. And that's basically the whole structure of the bureaucracy, which allows this inside job to keep the cover-up going. You know what I mean? That's the bureaucracy which keeps it in place, is that there's so much money being made. The oil companies and the military-industrial complex, that all these people sit on the board of directors for these companies. Half the time
I found it. Guys, punch my screen up, please. You just type in Rumsfeld tape talking to generals. It's Global Research, 2008, and a newly released tape of 2006 neocon luncheon meeting featuring former Wall Street War Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and then they talk about the false multiplier propaganda shills. And then we're going to find the audio, but I've aired that audio. Oh, there it is right there. Guys, get me that audio, please. You just go to Rumsfeld, Want Another 9/11. There's the audio right there. I'd like to revisit, and again, I keep interrupting you, sir, because I'm jumping back and forth here. Please continue. See, I start talking about 9/11, and it just starts, all the memories of it start popping up. Go ahead.
Right, exactly, and there is so much information that it's really hard when you're trying to make documentary films about 9/11 to really decide what to include and what not to include, what sort of is the more hardcore evidence and what's the, you know, sort of less, you know, the arguments that sort of lead away and everything. But I thank you for having me on and giving me a chance to talk to you, Alex, and I'd like to maybe get on your show some other time. We can have a whole hour to talk about all kinds of things.
Well, I love it when we go to the calls and, you know, a real jewel pops up like you talking about the great work you've done. Yeah, give us your number and your info right now and maybe get you on the nightly news. You can put together some special video for us or something and come on and present it, because I saw your film a while back and just thought it was excellent. Your analysis, very straightforward, very calm. You know, it takes different strokes for different folks to get the job done, and I like what you've done, so God bless you. Give us Jeremy's number, John. Please get that and send it on over via the IM to Nico. All right. Very interesting information. Yeah, just type in Rumsfeld, why not another 9/11? And then you can go hear the audio taped at the private luncheon where, I mean, it's unbelievable. They're clearly talking about what they staged. So, same deal over and over again, like the PNAC document written a year before 9/11 by Dick Cheney. It says, without a Pearl Harbor catalyzing giant event, 3,000 dead, which is bizarre. Pearl Harbor killed 3,000, this killed 3,000. We're not going to be able to do this. Take over the world and dominate America. It's a lot bigger than Republicans and Democrats, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be playing that maybe tonight on the Nightly News as a flashback for folks, because that's a big deal. Let's go ahead and talk to Maximum Yield. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex Jones. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Hey, thanks for your call. This is Maximum Yield. I'm calling from NCX Now trading site. We're currently trading cryptos and currently the safest trading site on the net. I'm calling in regards to
You're calling to plug your crypto site, but that's okay as long as it doesn't turn into my show being a swap meet channel. But what's on your mind, sir?
I want to know your view on, I know you're all about decentralized banking, correct?
Yes, I am for it, but it just doesn't mean that I embrace everything that comes down the pike.
I understand that. And do you see crypto as a huge way to decentralize banking?
Absolutely. Of course, just like all the different systems on the Internet are.
Exactly. And do you just support that? Do you support cryptos in that way? Do you want crypto to succeed in that way, to decentralize banking?
Yes, I want legitimate cryptos to succeed. So that's why we have to research everything. We have to talk about it. We have to learn how it all works, something I've been doing. And then we have to have the courage to criticize things that don't look good to us, to differentiate in the market, and then have the ascension of good systems.
I'm totally about that, and I'm excited because I'm just a small trader. I just learned how to do it. I only have $20 total in crypto, but I made my way up from $6 within a couple days, and you know, it's an exciting thing, and I'm taking it. I'm investing a couple coins for activism purposes and for good causes, such as Maza coin or Dogecoin recently built a well in Africa for other people in need.
No, it's beautiful. That's just like crowdsourcing ideas or films. That's how we destroy the dinosaur media forever and put a stake through its heart, because it is a zombie dinosaur. It's dead, but it's still lumbering along, acting like it's the authority. And so I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Now, I got more calls here. Senator busted by FBI selling to China mafia. Another senator got caught reportedly selling weapons to Al-Qaeda-type folks in California. We've known about that for years. And that's my next stack. Petty corruption versus real corruption. I'm going to cover that straight ahead and some Obamacare news on the other side. Maybe do some overdrive and take calls. We'll see what happens. Don't forget, we have the new lung cleanse out. InfoWarsLife.com. It's revolutionary and it supports the broadcast. Go check out this new product.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation.
Nutrition, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do a bit of overdrive to come in with that ministry and continue to take your phone calls here. Words for Obama are lies. I'm going to harden my heart.
Swallow.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the political class has betrayed and robbed us, and now they think their black uniforms are going to scare us into going down the rat hole with them. Now is the time to wake up and say no to the New World Order. Okay, continuing here with the news, I'm just going to read these headlines and then give you my take on it. Postal Service employees use travel cards to gamble, pay bills, and go bowling. Oh, my gosh, it's so horrible. Though, if they caught you doing that in the private sector, they would throw you in prison. Let's move on to the next thing. Secret Service incident in Netherlands was on heels of car wreck during Obama's Miami trip. The Washington Post says a Secret Service agent on his off hours got drunk and fell down, which isn't a good thing, but oh, my goodness. A bunch of former military people that become Secret Services drink. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Humans have only done that forever. It's so evil. Here's a new one. Amid new rules and security, Secret Service confronts agents' conduct. Yes. And here's another one. Exclusive U.S. to require casinos to vet high rollers' funds and sources so there's no money laundering while the banks launder hundreds of billions in front of us publicly. Now. This is all just petty examples of where they're going to selectively enforce this to make it look like the media and the government are cracking down on corruption. They call it snacks. And they use it to keep the low-level people all scared so that they'll follow orders and be part of bigger corrupt operations. Okay, you're supposed to go after high-level corruption and stuff that hurts innocent people, not sit there and nickel and dime people over getting drunk. And I'm not saying that's good. It's that the media makes it like it's this big deal. Meanwhile, we do have a big deal. I've known about this for years. Terrorist training camps all over the hills of Central and Northern California, openly protected by the government. But then if the California government in the area wants your house, they'll come shoot you. Literally in a drug raid. There's a lot of famous cases of that. Just kill you as a hit team, saying you pulled a gun on them, even though you don't own a gun and plant one. Because they're gangsters. Now, I'm not saying all California departments are, but a lot of them are. California State Senator Leland Yee, indicted for arms trafficking, after supporting assault weapons ban. The FBI claims, and I believe it, because I mean, I don't know any of these Democrats aren't involved in gun running, quite frankly, or narcotics trafficking. I mean, I've covered Democrats before, man, and I've never seen such criminal activity. I mean, they are a criminal group. Republicans, it's more institutional. I got to say, most Republicans I know are not involved in criminal activity. The Democrats are a criminal group. That's well known, folks, anybody that studies stuff. I mean, the Republicans will just publicly pass a law to make it a hellish police state or, you know, launch an evil war. The Democrats are a bunch of gangsters. But transferring weapons to terrorist training camps in California, and it's the terrorist training camps that have been on the news for years, and this guy's giving them weapons. Foreigners that aren't even U.S. citizens and can't get weapons. This guy that wants to ban your guns is doing that. That's a real corruption point. The only reason he got busted is he was just so public about it. The TSA wants to search my kids and put me in a naked body scanner, but the Democrats are arming terrorist training camps, real terrorist training camps. I mean, allegedly. He's been indicted. So that's an example of how they divert us off on all this petty stuff while real stuff's going on. We're going to come back and...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on...